I use stuff that has essential oils, lavender in it.
Oh, so lavender you're doing mine.
As long as it's essential oils.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Sometimes it's a perfume. If it's a petroleum-based synthetic, oh yeah, then no. There's issues with
Oh, that's what you mean when you say perfume versus oils.
Right, but okay, some of the floral oils still cause me trouble, like geranium, Yang Lang does, and jasmine.
Jasmine?
As a concentrate, the flowers are
fine. How about rose?
That's not so much. It can, but I think a lot of times it's because it's degraded.
All right, I'm ready.
I haven't studied this as well as you.
Okay. You haven't even had the necessity to study it that much.
I can tell the difference. Just
yeah, well, you're talking to someone who lives with a man that if the whole house is stinking, you won't smell it. And I'll walk in and I'll go, there's a strange smell in here. And he's like, I wish your nose was not so sharp.
Well, here comes somebody.
It's a sign of good health. When
that's what I tell him. I'm worried for you if you can't smell.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
Okay. Must be Jerry, huh?
I don't know who it is.
Somebody left her bicycle helmet here last evening. I think it was Jerry. All right, I'm set to go. Neptune in the higher side of its manifestation resonates to the human spirit.
You have your recorder on?
Yes, I do. I can check to make sure. Yep, it's all going along just fine. Thank you for reminding me, though, because it's very often that I did remember to turn the recorder on, but I didn't zip up. It relates to the human spirit. And cosmographically speaking, the human spirit is in the region of abstract or ideational thought. This is also transcendent in the same way that life spirit is transcendent, which means it's beyond any kind of anything that is concrete. Everything that is concrete, that is chemical matter, vital life, energy, desire, or concrete thought has abstract thought as an antecedent. Concrete thoughts are precipitates of ideas. But since all of these things come out of this one seed of ideation, it is, ideas are not merely mental. The Rosicrucian philosophy teaches there are ideas about form, there are ideas about life, there are ideas about emotions, and there are ideas about thoughts and even about other ideas. So, idea, when you think idea, you don't think only a logical thought. You're thinking of something that is a conception that is big enough to cover almost anything. As human beings right now, we are quarantined in our consciousness because of our waking consciousness is unfolded here in the chemical region of the dense physical world. And we do not have waking consciousness in the other higher planes or the other higher states of being. And we do have some conscious in between lives consciousness there, but it is not the same thing. So without clairvoyance to see through to the other worlds, when we hear something like world or state of being, we think of things as being like they are here. We think in terms of physical objects and less physical air or space between them. If you take somebody who is a mystic and you say the word space, space is understood in a much different way. It's something very full. But if you take the average everyday person and you say space, you get ideas of science fiction movies or something like that, where there are these planets and they have, may have exotic conditions on them, but there's nothing in between them. So our conception of things here is illusory. We think only in terms of these physical objects. But it isn't like that in other worlds. Because if it were like that, those other worlds would be physical worlds. We can see into spiritual worlds. We can see into the desire world, for example. But when we do, we see in a different way. We don't see them as things within things, so that there is this interpenetration of everything. So we're missing the essential nature of the spiritual worlds if we perceive in them and only see objects that are separated from each other. It's transplanting an illusion from one state of consciousness to another. If we're looking in the desire world, everything in the desire world is made up of desire, is made up of emotions or feelings or things like that. And if we look at an elemental composed of desire stuff, one sees it in terms of three-dimensional proximity and sees it in terms of its outer shape. And that's not the important thing. The important thing is the emotional tone of that being. We miss the point, we miss the most important thing about it. In the region of abstract thought, the home of the human spirit, there are only ideas. There's nothing else but ideas. So our ability to be awake and aware in this realm depends on how well and how much we can ideate, how much we can conceive or receive and entertain ideas. If we have no ideational capacity,